just great songs and local news for the bailiwick. This is Island FM.
Good morning, I'm Amber Stark. A post-mortem will be carried out in Manchester after the death of a Guernsey teenager there. 17-year-old Lewis Evans was found dead in a property last week. At the time, police said his death is not being treated as suspicious. It's hoped teenagers will be more vigilant on the roads after taking part in a hard-hitting safety campaign.
The first memory is the knock on the door, 5 o'clock in the morning. The sort of thing no parent ever wants to hear because you instinctively know that something's wrong. Get to the door, the police are there, and they tell us that Tom's been involved in an accident.
Year 11 pupils from Elizabeth College were the first to sit through the presentation yesterday, watching real footage of the aftermath of accidents and hearing from those involved and their families. The initiative by Guernsey Police, the Fire and Rescue Service and the Ambulance Service aims to shock people into being more careful. And for these students, it did exactly that.
It was really graphic, really horrible. When I get a car, I'm not going to go racing around and risking my life and other people's.
It was pretty shocking. It kind of shows how you don't really want to be involved in something like that. It just kind of put it into context of how you can hear it on the radio, but it's always a lot worse when you actually see it.
Elsewhere, health officials in Spain are trying to trace anyone who came into contact with a nurse who's become the first to contract Ebola outside of West Africa. She was part of a team treating two missionaries who died from the virus in Madrid. Meanwhile, US President Barack Obama says some countries aren't doing enough to help tackle the disease, and he says it starts with education.
We're also going to be working on protocols to do additional passenger screening, both at the source and here in the United States. All of these things make me confident that here in the United States, at least, the chances of an epidemic here are extraordinarily low.
Hundreds of people are understood to be fleeing a Syrian town on the Turkish border as Islamic State fighters battle Kurdish forces for control. Yesterday, two IS black flags were raised on the outskirts. A major new study into cannabis reveals it can be as addictive as heroin. The British research over a 20-year period links long-term use with mental illness, poor academic achievement and reduced birth weights. And a Guernsey woman is meeting the UK Prime Minister at Downing Street this morning. Linda Garnham was at the Pride of Britain Awards last night after being crowned regional winner. The charity worker says it adds to the excitement of this week for her.
Yeah, well, I had a phone call today to say that we'll all be taken down to number 10 to meet David Cameron. So that's a bit of another bit of excitement, I suppose.
Miss Garnham may have won the National Pride of Britain Award for her voluntary work, but we won't find out until the ceremony is shown on TV tonight. It's 4 minutes past eight.
Business with Black Horse Finance. Straightforward finance for life's twists and turns.
Euro Disney's share price has plunged after it announced a plan for its parent company to inject €1 billion to try to boost its finances. Disneyland Paris is one of Europe's biggest tourist attractions but has large debts. It's seen visitor numbers fall since the global economic downturn. And now the figures. The FTSE started today trading at 65.64. That's up 36 points. And in the money markets, a pound buys $1.57 and €1.25. That's the latest. For more news, sport and showbiz, go to islandfm.com.
Business with Black Horse Finance. Straightforward finance for life's twists and turns.